campaign was going to be called Clean Up National Television.
Yeah.
So the acronym was CUNT.
Oh, no! Could you imagine the hue and cry that would go up in the media? And then someone had run with it, a comedian had run with it and go, anyone remember the campaign years ago?
When I first heard that, I thought it was a gag. And then I sort of thought, I've got to look into this. This can't be true. But it really was Clean Up National Television. No. And she was a very, very strong lady, very much like Claire, sort of very scary and, you know...
Oh, I don't know about scary, but it helps to show her a little respect occasionally, methinks.
Yeah, she scares me, Sean, I tell you.
Oh, look out, hello.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, my God. Hello, Claire.
You're scared of me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is pure gold, sure, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure, this is the most frightening thing I've ever done. I mean, I thought I had a burglar once in my house and I wasn't this frightened.
And what is it you're expecting to happen?
Well, for one, I'm not going to be swearing from this second on. I've decided.
No, hang on a minute. You've just come on here on the show to debate the right of Sean or anyone else to swear as they wish to in public and to be able to stand up and say that they're entirely allowable to do that and that that is their right. And then as soon as I come back, you say, oh, no, well, actually, I won't swear. You are such a hypocrite.
Talk about pussy whip.
No, listen, this is not being a hypocrite. What it is, you see, is this is showing respect to the ladies, really. And, I don't do sexist jokes because I find that that's a lack of respect between men and chicks.
And men so, and chicks? Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not respect. You have to have the courage of your convictions. If you believe in a point... You can't let somebody else's scariness or whatever you like to call it stand in the way of that. You either believe that it's okay. I will let you speak shortly.